Right now, dry days ahead, really, as the last of this week's wet and wild weather that is moves through the region. Plus, month after month of rain, putting a major dent in the drought, and now a local water district is lifting restrictions. And how do you atone for centuries of slavery and mistreatment? What a state reparations task force is recommending tonight.
They may not have any financial implications, but it could have a dramatic implications on how many African Americans are ended up in the over-incarceration of black people.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
So it's no big surprise. We all knew California needed extra rain this year, but it's been too much, too soon. We've seen the damage add up across the Bay Area. In fact, today we had some strong hail coming down. Thankfully, we can look forward to a break the next couple of days. But in the meantime, there's plenty of damage to clean up. This muddy mayhem created by today's storm has shut down one southbound lane of 680 through Fairfield right now. It's coming from the frontage road above the freeway, which, as you can see, just split apart from the rain, meaning that road will be closed for a while. So southbound drivers will have to go through that 3-mile stretch of one lane traffic on 680 for the time being. So let's bring in First Alert Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan to give us a timetable of when we're going to see more sun.
Yeah, we're seeing some sunshine peeking through the clouds right now, which means we actually are seeing a rainbow out
right,
over
right
the bay.
Right behind you. There
yes,
you go.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's start with that.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
I know,
okay.
Right?
Yes, I was excited to see it as well because it means there is some sunshine in between the scattered showers that continue to prowl the Bay Area. Let's switch from this beautiful perspective to maybe not such a beautiful perspective on First Alert Doppler. There are still some pockets of heavy rain, so be cautious if you're making your way out and about this evening. There might be some standing water on the sides of roads, and be aware there could be some flooded intersections and on and off ramps. Solano County getting some of that heaviest rain along with northern Contra Costa County. We're seeing another batch of showers that just made its way through Livermore. That's about to taper off. There's more rain making its way onto the coast in southern San Mateo County and into Santa Cruz County. Some heavier downpours about to move back into the Santa Cruz Mountains. We'll zoom back out and put everything in motion. You can see that this batch of showers is not a whole lot behind it, so maybe this is the last round of heavy rain that we are going to see. The showers are much lighter for the North Bay, but still present. It's going to take several more hours for the system to move far enough away for the last of the showers to completely quiet down, but I think that will happen before the sun comes up tomorrow morning, and then we get to enjoy, Juliette, a couple of dry days
right.
In a row. I think something we can all look forward to.
We will enjoy that. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So get this. The driver of this car drove away from this wild scene on 280. We're told he had only minor injuries after the tree came down in Daly City after he drove into the tree. Okay. And the storm interrupted some VTA service in San Jose. Maintenance crews had to repair overhead electrical lines. Train service was interrupted for a few hours on the green and blue lines between San Antonio and the convention center. So East Bay MUD customers will see a change in drought regulations starting today. That's thanks to the record-breaking winter storms and the state's decision to ease emergency restrictions. Sean Chitness has been covering this. He has more on what customers should keep in mind when it comes to water use.
East Bay MUD says they were able to make this move in part because of the excellent work done by their customers conserving water. Of course, all the rain we've seen so far this year was another huge factor in the move to ease drought restrictions.
Days after the governor decided to ease restrictions, East Bay MUD customers should now see mandatory conservation of water use become voluntary reduction. Earlier this month, the agency ended its drought surcharge and downgraded the drought from stage 2 to stage 1.
Gonna help my aunt out and a few other people that are having a difficult time.
Some customers out in the rain today said they were glad to hear the penalties are going away, but they say they will continue to save water whenever they can.
I wouldn't stop it, keep it going.
East Bay MUD serves 1.4 million people in Alameda and Contra Costa counties. Staff say they expect their reservoirs to fully refill because of all the rain and snow.
Our customers saved 32,000 acre feet, which is like 15,000 Olympic swimming pools worth of water. So that's very significant.
The last few years have required a change in lifestyle for residents, and East Bay MUD hopes they can maintain those changes even with water levels improving.
It's not dire, obviously. However, we always want to be ready. We always want to be prepared for what might happen next.
Some customers can already imagine those days when sunny and dry conditions return, even with so much rain in the forecast lately.
Instead of saving it for a rainy day, save it for a hot day.
And East Bay MUD continues to review the available data. They hope to know more by late April on what all this rain will mean beyond next year.
Sean, thank you. Stay with us for First Alert weather coverage today. You can find us anytime on KPIX.com or streaming on CBS News Bay Area app. All right, let's take a live look at the Capitol tonight, where the State Reparations Task Force met with economists today to try and figure out how much money Black Californians should receive. Early estimates put that number at over $800 billion, and that's 2.5 times California's annual budget. Shante Passmore reports on the disparities the task force says needs to be addressed.
I was born in the cotton field. I was raised in the cotton fields.
80-year-old Bishop Henry Williams lived in the South. Now living in California, he knows he's only a few generations away from when his great-grandfather was enslaved.
Please go ahead. You have 2 minutes, and please speak into the mic.
The California Reparations Task Force met with economists to discuss payments, but what determines how much money should eligible Black Californians get? So far, the experts say they examined health harms, housing discrimination, and incarceration rates and overpopulation. Policing. An AP article reports it could cost the state $800 billion for payouts. However, a task force spokesperson refuted those claims, saying no dollar figure has been presented yet.
Well, reparations, when it comes to my mind, I think of the term repair. It's the operable term in reparations.
For the task force, restitution is part of reparations. It is not reparations.
We were just talking about Racial Justice Act and how that could totally turn around the criminal justice system. And it may not have any financial implications, but it could have a dramatic implications on how many African Americans are ended up in the over-incarceration of Black people in the criminal justice system.
The clock is ticking. A final report for lawmakers is due by June 30th.
Meanwhile, the San Francisco Reparations Committee's final report is due in June after they recommended payments of $5 million to every eligible Black adult in the city, as well as the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, a guaranteed basic income and a home in the city for the price of just a dollar. But that could all change by the time the final report does come out. All right, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors approving to form their own commission to address inequities among Black residents. At the moment, there's not a plan to issue payments, but it could be a possibility. Meantime, the Berkeley Unified School District is looking into paying cash reparations to African American students. The district is also creating a task force which could make their recommendations by the start of next year. Well, 14,000-square-foot Buddhist temple in San Jose's Evergreen neighborhood has been approved for development. Now, we first told you about this last night at 11. A 3-hour public debate ended Tuesday night with City Council unanimously approving this project. Supporters say the temple brings a sense of safety and harmony to the area, but other residents say the temple will disrupt the neighborhood by bringing more traffic and noise.